The traditional Chinese New Year is still about a month away, so it's kind of practice that many Chinese Americans also celebrate January 1st. Overnight, Day-to-Day's Vincent Shaw went out to see Chinese Americans in Los Angeles celebrating the Western New Year.
Strings of exploding firecrackers mark the dance of ornate dragons. Drums beat while children fill their hands with delectable sweets, and yes, with red envelopes that are filled with money. Such rich imagery is what many imagine when they think of Chinese and New Year's. But what happens when Chinese people celebrate the Western New Year? As a Chinese American, I've had many versions of the Western New Year with fellow Chinese Americans. Earlier last evening, I sat at a Taiwanese cafe singing karaoke with a cup of tapioca milk tea in hand. The Chinese lyrics of the song blended with papayas, raw eggs, taros, and yellow watermelons gurgling in the food processors. But it felt like something was missing. I wanted to celebrate the Western New Year in a more traditional Chinese manner. I wonder what kind of event the Taiwan Center in Los Angeles would be doing. The party was happening, even for native Mandarin speakers. One man danced wearing a purple top hat with a glitter vest. And there I counted down the last few seconds of 2003 according to the Western calendar. The Chinese New Year goes according to the lunar calendar. With fewer days and with its New Year falling typically in February, the truth is, I haven't truly celebrated Chinese New Year's since I was a kid in Taiwan. All my family does to celebrate these days is give each other a customary red envelope with $1 in it for good luck, or was it $2? Oh well, when the time comes, my mother will remind me. While Chinese New Year is more a time of looking back and enjoying what we've reaped the past year, the Western New Year is a time of looking forward, making New Year's resolutions, and wishing for better times next year. And in acknowledgement of the Western New Year today, don't find it strange when you see this Chinese man giving red envelopes to his American friends. Such an act is as natural to me during the New Year's as making resolutions. My American friends will understand what the Chinese envelope means, because I am living proof that Chinese culture is already intertwined with American culture, just as I saw Chinese immigrants celebrating the American New Year.
Vincent Shaw studies at the University of California, San Diego, and you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News in Los Angeles.